For decades, waiters and waitresses in Maine restaurants have relied upon a standard etiquette for tips, 15 to 20% depending on the quality of the service and the food. But some in the industry say that time-honored practice is now being ignored by many customers now that Maine has a new minimum wage law. And as A.J. Higgins reports, they want that law changed.
During the first weeks that followed Maine's implementation of a higher minimum wage, Amber McIntyre thought her tips seemed to be a little off and in the wrong direction. The waitress at Pepino's Mexican restaurant on Park Street in Bangor says she speculated as to why until she heard from one of her customers.
I had one table in particular a couple of weeks ago who left me $5.65 and said to each other, "Why are you tipping her? She's making $12 an hour now."
That, of course, is not true. The new minimum wage law did bump up McIntyre's wage from $3.75 an hour to $5. And for tipped workers, that wage rises by a dollar an hour every year until it hits $12. McIntyre harbors serious doubts about whether she'll be able to survive that long as a waitress if her tips continue to decline. She's hoping lawmakers in Augusta can make changes to the citizen initiative approved by voters last fall that will put her tips back on track.
I do believe that any person who works full-time deserves pay for food and housing. I'm 100% in favor of raising the minimum wage to $12 an hour. I do not believe that servers should have been included in that.
McIntyre and others would like tipped workers exempted from the law and restored to the status quo tipping system. She's one of nearly 4,000 supporters who have signed on to a social media site called Restaurant Workers of Maine.
When you look at our wages plus our tips, we are among the best paid positions in a restaurant. And when you force my employer to give me an unnecessary raise, you're literally taking money that she could be using to pay the back of the house a higher rate and forcing her to give it to me when I don't need it.
Restaurant operators such as Susan Stevenson, who co-owns Pepino's in Bangor, say they've had to adjust their prices to address the increased costs of doing business after the minimum wage hike.
So far, you know, I think most businesses have gone up on their prices a little bit. I think 5% is standard to cover payroll costs. You know, we've had to give some of our servers $1.25 per hour raise.
But that's just to start. Stevenson says that if the tipped wage is allowed to continue rising by $1 a year for the next 7 years, it will be difficult for many restaurants to keep their doors open as they choose between cutting back on serving hours or increasing menu prices. But Mike Tipping, a spokesman for the Mainers for Fair Wages group that supported passage of the minimum wage, says he doesn't believe some of the stories he's hearing from owners or the servers.
That hasn't happened anywhere else. The tipped wage has been increased. Tips are higher in the 7 states in the country that have no sub-minimum wage.
Tipping says he can't understand why McIntyre and servers like her would be experiencing declining tips. He wonders whether restaurant owners are trying to influence their employees on the issue.
It's pretty ridiculous, but when your boss comes and tells you that, obviously it's concerning to you. I think it's really unfortunate that they've been spreading that kind of misinformation.
But Republican State Representative Stacey Gurin of Glenburn says tipping doesn't have a good handle on tipping. Gurin and her family operate a restaurant and cooking supply company in Bangor. She says the report she's getting from her customers and constituents sound very much like what's happening at Pepino's.
What I'm hearing is that they're leaving like a couple bucks with their bill. They're not even looking at the percentage anymore. They want to leave something, so they leave a couple dollars, which is a nightmare for a server. I was a waitress in college. I wouldn't have been happy to lose my tips.
Gurin says she will be one of the lawmakers who will try to repeal the tip credit portion of the minimum wage in the weeks ahead at the State House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.